Ever. Therefore, these two people could come out to Bezdin and say, listen, these last 3 years we've been living in this house, and Shimon is the one that made the agreement with us that we're renting it from Shimon. Said, so that's a proof. Like, they're using the house for Shimon's sake. That's a proof that Shimon has a chazakah. So therefore, Bezdin says Shimon owns the property. Therefore, it's good. Go ahead now and pay the rent to Shimon. Oma Mazutra, Mazutra says it like this. What's going to be the toyin the Omar leisei trei sadi liasudi le? If the original owner Reuven tells now this matzik Shimon, listen, I want you to bring me two edim that could say edus the doru beit losa shni biyamam of a laila. I want you to bring me two edim that you were living there every single day and every single night of these last 3 years. I want you to prove it to me. So taino se taino. He has a good taina. Reuven has such a good complaint. Like Rashi says, Rashi, like it's a new halacha here, that he has to prove it, that he was there to read. Normally, when Shimon says he was machzik in the fields, he doesn't have to bring edus that he was there every single day. It's enough time to bring edim that he was there for 3 years. Or mistama, if a guy was living there, he was there for the day and night. That's minasam. Mazutra says, but let's say Reuven is smart. And he says, no, I want to hear edus from you clearly that you were there every single day and night. So then it's a good time though, and Shimon has to bring such edus. Because otherwise, Reuven has the right to say, listen, I passed by your house one night, and I saw nobody was there. So that's why I wasn't Micah. Like I thought that since you're not there tonight, must probably not living there anymore. So that's what Mazut is saying, that Reuven has such a taina. He has the right to say back to Shimon, I passed by one night and I did not see it. If you want to prove you have a chazak, it's not enough just to say stam edus that you were there for 3 years, but you have to have edus telling me clearly they saw and they know the way you were there every single night of the 3 years. That's a good taina. Like Mar says, though, Moide Mazutra, but Mazutra agrees, the Reichlin, Hamachzirim Bayoris. Let's say this Reuven, the owner, is a merchant that goes around selling stuff for different cities. He doesn't stay at home too often. He's on the road always. So in such a case that the original owner is on the road, so maybe he only comes home once or twice a year, that's all. So in this case, as the Afagav the Loitoyin, even though Reuven does not hear Shimon, the one that's in his field for the last 3 years, to bring me edus that you were there day and night, every single day and night, even though Reuven does not ask for this, still the locher is taninan leyanan, that Bezdin by themselves will ask Shimon for proof that he was there every single day and night. Because if the owner is a roichel, it's much different, like Rashi says. Rashi says, afagav the three lel mazutra, the toyin tenosa taina abul onu nitoyin bishriloi, mazutra is my regular person. If the owner complains that he wants aid is good, but if he does not ask for it, we do not ask for him. To have a Mara Reichel, but here it's different. But hey, could have a Mara Reichel when the original owner is a merchant that goes around, leaves town, Hamach Lioris, Limchok, he should inoshim, he sells makeup for ladies, Viena Choizli, Rakim Lizmanor, he only returns after a long time. So the Afagav, the Lloyd Torin, Lassi Masik, Sadi, Dori Bey, Ritzufa, Yom Valayli, even though he doesn't ask the Masik to bring proof he was there day and night, we ask for him. Why? Because we could answer that the owner, you know why the owner wasn't Meicha, the Dilma Mishum, the like Shvi of Amasa, since that the owner is not Kavu in the city, Hechzik Zeva Beisoi, that's why Shimon had the chutzpah to live in his house when the Meicha, when the owner goes away. So he have Yosef Amasa, have nothing. And he knows, listen, the owner comes back only once 6 months. So the one day that he comes back, I'll go out of the house. And therefore, the original owner, Taka, never really knew that there was somebody in his fields. So since we're afraid of this, here, Bezdin tainis for the Reichel. Bezdin says to the owner, listen, don't just take it that he had a chazaka 3 years. Make sure that he was there every single day of those 3 years. Here, Bezdin himself will taina for the original owner. Umoy de Rafuna, Rafuna agrees, the Chanvosa de Mechuza. If somebody's making a chazoka in the storehouses, in a Mechuza, the Liyamama Avida, the Lelele Avida. that if someone's making a chazak in a store, it's enough just that he used it for 3 years by day. He doesn't have to stay there by night, because that's the way you use a store. You use a store, you sell things by daytime. You sell bread, wine. By shaking at nighttime, you close up shop. Therefore, the chazak of such a thing is only 3 years by day. You do not need the nighttime. Like under the Mishnah, chazaka means you have to use the whatever it is for the use that comes out of it for 3 years. The use of a store is by day, not by night. So you do not have to use it by nighttime.
Romi bar chomo, ravuk for bar chomo, zovenahi amta.
They bought a maid. They bought a shifcha kananis. Bahadi adov, they bought a shifcha together.
Romi bar chomo and ravuk marukfa.
That Ma Rishtamiz Bo Rishoin or Stitches Chamishes, they made up a settlement for the next 60 years. That the first year, the third year, and the fifth year goes to one of them. Omar and the other one, Ishtamish Bo Shniya the second year, Reviyas the fourth year, Vishis the sixth year. Now, what do they do this for? In order that one of them should not be able to make a chazak against the other one. Like really they're shutfis. But if one of them will use it for 3 years straight, and then the next one will use it for 3 years straight. When the first one gets using it for 3 years, he'll be able to have a chazaka. He'll be able to complain and say, you know what? I bought it myself. It belongs to me. I'm using it for 3 years. So they made up a deal that one will not be able to jip the other one, that will make it each one uses for 1 year. So neither of them can have a chazaka over the other one. What happened was though now, Ira Aleho. So what happened was, Nofak Ira Aleho, that the original owner that sold them this amta, the maid, now complain as if to say, I never sold it to you, and you're stealing to give it back to me. So you want to know now, and they don't have a shtar. So they've used, let's say they've been using it already for 3 years. But neither one of them made a 3 year chazaka. Only together they used it for 3 years. So is that called a good chazaka or not? So also the came in the Rav, they came in front of Rav. Omalu, Rav said like this, my time of the Sohochi, how come you made up such a contract that one uses 1 year and the next one the next year? In order that you two should not be able to make a chazaka one against the other, that was your whole intention. Your intention of making such a contract that you use it 1 year and I'll use it the second year and use the third, me the fourth, is that neither of us can have a chazaka one against the other. If so, just like for one of you to the other. It's not called a chazaka since he used it lisirugum like every other year. If so, the svar is li'alma nami lihevi chazaka for somebody else, for the original owner that you bought this amter off. Also, you cannot prove it. That's not called a good chazaka since neither of you used it for 3 straight years. Your dafka makbid, neither of you should use it for 3 years. So neither of you made a chazaka. Therefore, if the original owner comes and complains now, I never sold it to you, and you don't have any proof, you'd have to give it back to them. The Gemara says, though, for Loya Mor, this was only said, Ela Deloy Koste Vitro. If they did not write up a Shtar Chalukah. Rashi says, Itra means Shtar Chalukah Uveidim. There's these two Shutfis. They do not have a Shtar that they bought the Ebed. That they lost already. But when they first made up this contract, that an agreement, that you use it 1 year, I'll use it next year, for the agreement they made up a shtar, and Adam signed on it. That shetava lezeh, shon lezeh, shona. In such a case, and so it, when do we say there's no chazaka? They did not make up such a shtar chalukah. The Gemara says, avo kosav itro, but if they first made up a shtar chalukah, it's written down clearly this contract, that Rami Bachama used it one day, and then Marukva, and then Ravukfa Bachoma used it the other day, then Karlisla, it has a curl. And since it has a curl, everybody knows about it, then the pshat is that everybody knows that you two are like Shutfit. And they all know that you bought it together. So therefore, negate to the original owner, once you two used it for 3 years, even though Ravchama wants Marukfa the other year, and then you back the third year, but it's called use together, you made a Shnei Chazaka. Like if there's a curl going on, everybody knows you made such a chalukah, then after you two using it for 3 years, that's considered a good chazakah, and therefore you keep it over the owner. The owner has no right to get it back from you. Since there's a coil, therefore we know what went on here, therefore be using it. One after, even though it's one after another, but after 3 years of use, that's Rashbam Zikip shot. Now this is called a chazakah. Alright, turn over.
Omar Rovo, Ochlo Kulo, Chutz Mi Beis Roiva.
Let's say a person is making a chazaka on a field, and he used it for 3 years, but all 3 years he used the whole field, he planted, plowed the whole field, excluding one Beis Roiva. One Roiva HaKav, he never planted it there, he never used that part of the field. What's the locha? Is it called, he still owns it or not? So locha is, Kona Kula, Chutz Mi Beis Roiva. The rest of the field you have, but not that Beis Roiva. Since you did not use that corner of the field, you have no chazaka. You have no proof you bought it. Because the owner was not moicha special there, because you never used it. So the other part of the field, it's a proof that the owner really sold it to you. Because otherwise he would have been moicha. But this part that you did not use, there's no proof you really bought it. We could say you bought the rest of the field, and not this small part. Omar Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, V'loya Amor, this was only said, Ela de Bazriyahi. If it's good ground that you could have planted there. So therefore, since you did not plant, that's the proof that you did not buy it. Avo lav vazrihi, let's say it's hard ground, that anyway people will not sow there, they not see there. And so koni lo agav arya. Then the pshat is, since you use the field for plowing, so you used all the parts that you could plow. The other part that's not fit for plowing, you don't have to plow. Therefore it's called yad chazok on the whole field. That's what he wanted to say, that even though you didn't use that part, but since it's not usable for plowing, for seeding, even though you did not use it, still it's part of the field, you own it. This Gemara says no. Maskiv lo. Maskiv lo Rav Bevi. Barabaya, Ela meyativ so, tsun mova mayikno. Let's say the whole field, or a large part of the field, has a stone. It's a stony field. That's the chlau you can't plow or seed there. If so, mayikno. How could a person make a chazaka? Let's say you bought this field, the stony ground, but you bought it, we'll soon see what you bought it for. So how do you make a chazaka? Elo pshita, the pshat is, the fact you stand store, your animals there, you let them walk around on it. Or else you have your peris, you want to dry out, so you need some ground, some property to spread them out on, so you use this field to spread out your peris. If so, that's the way to make a chazaka, on a field that's not fit to plant on. Is so hokinami, so here also then, even though most of this field was plantable, and Yutaka planted the rest of the field, but this little part that you did not plant, hokinami boiler liukme bechusoid, hinami mishtak baperi, you should have either stored your animals on that part of the ground, or else you should have used it by storing things on it. Since you did not use the ground at all, therefore you do not have a chazaka, therefore you cannot keep that part. That part we will not let you keep. Elmer says, "Tahu diom lelechavri." A person once said to his friend, "Ma boyis by besa, what are you doing in my house?" Like Reuven, the original owner of the house, the last few years, now went over to Shimon and said, "What are you doing in my house?" Omalei, so Shimon answered back and said, "What kind of question is this? Minoch zavinte, I bought it off you. You sold it to me 3 years ago. V'yachlis shnei chazaka, and I ate it. I used up this house for 3 years. I'm living here ready for 3 years. What do you want from me? What do you mean what I'm doing here? I bought it off you." So, min astam, he'd be neman. Since he's there for 3 years and he has a chazaka, so there's no kasha, where's his shtar? He has a right to lose his shtar. So therefore, the owner did not make a machor. So therefore, you have a good chazaka. But here the case was like this. Omalei, the original owner said, Reuven said to Shimon, listen, Ano, bishchuni gavoi, havoi. I was your neighbor all these 3 years. I was living inside. Like in this type of a settlement here, there was a house outside and a house inside. And I was living the 3 years in the inside house. So that's why I did not make a machor. Like the fact that I walked by your house every single day to get into my apartment, how to walk by through you, that's my machor. The Rashi says, the Rashban, I was living the last 3 years in the inner the apartment. But you see, Oiva Derech Alecha, I was always walking through your apartment. Or Mishtamashim Akubaya Tachitzoin. I was walking, using like your apartment also. Shadarti Babishusi, Lakach, Lay Machisi. And that's why I did not make the Machor all this time. Because the owner says, I was living there also. The question is, do we believe the owner or not? Who do we believe now? The one that's Master Shimon says, nothing doing. I never saw you the last 3 years. Don't give me this. You were not here. I'm here. I have Edith that I lived there for the last 3 years. And I, Taina, it's mine. You, Taina, know you were living there also for the last 3 years. And that's why he didn't make a machor. So who do we believe here? Do we believe Reuven or do we believe Shimon? Like, we don't have ages if Reuven really lived there or not. Do we believe him or not? So Osla came with Rav Nachman. We came in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei Rav Nachman said, Zil Borer Achilosko. You have to go and prove the fact that you live there. Rashi says, Zil Borer Achilosko, Havo Edim Shadat Mabayis Labadecho, Gimu Shonim Lo Yoyse Sheboimach. In other words, we believe Reuven, the original owner. And Shimon only has the chazaka then if he could prove it, that he was living in this field by himself without Reuven. It's up to Shimon to prove his chazaka. Even though we know Shimon was living there for the last 3 years, that's not enough. He also has to have Edim that he was there by himself and not with Reuven living inside. That's what Rav Nachman told him. Zil Borer Achilosko means go and prove clearly the way you ate the field, you used it the last 3 years all by yourself. Then it'll be a good chazaka. But without that, not. Omele Rav said back to Rav Nachman, Hochi Dinot.